Going to college, it's really expensive. I'm having a baby, they're really expensive. I sell books though, they're really good. You should also subscribe. Evolution definitely contradicts the Bible, unless you're just gonna
Why do you say that?
Because the Bible says all of the creatures were specially created in a garden a few thousand years ago.
I think Redeemed Zoomer thinks otherwise. It's a person on like who basically is a Protestant and knows a lot of things about Catholicism, Protestantism, you know, Christianity, blah blah blah. I have other question. Who proposed the Big Bang?
Georges Lemaître.
All right, and why are you using his theory exactly?
Well, I don't
use a Catholic priest. To explain God, that whole theory was to explain God.
No, it wasn't. He was.
Yes, it was. You can look it up. Sorry to say, but
I have looked it up, and that's not true. Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
What
if you look it up,
what did he do for
a
living?
If you look it up, buddy, you can hear him literally say, word for word.
I don't
guess
care.
Guess what, buddy? Guess what, bud? Want to know something?
That you had.
Do you want to know something, buddy? You want to know something? It's a simple question. Do you want to know?
You could do so.
All right. I guess you don't want to know. But basically, I'm going to still tell you anyways. The reason why.
What did Georges Lemaître do for a living?
Was to explain God.
What did Georges Lemaître do for a living?
Yeah, he was a Catholic priest.
Nope.
He was a Catholic.
It's not what he did
buddy,
for a living.
Look it up, buddy.
Nope.
You're all right. You're throwing. All right, buddy. Just look it up. You're just stupid.
I have looked it up.
Yeah. All right. Want me to show you my screen, buddy? Because I have.
No.
I looked it up as well, buddy. You're clearly lacking IQ. You're clearly lacking IQ, buddy. You want me to show you? All right, I'll show you. Don't worry, buddy. Don't worry, pal.
Georges Lemaître was, I could share my screen, but I'm not going to. Georges Henry Joseph Edouard Lemaître.
You read that? Catholic
was a,
priest.
Was a
Shut
Belgian,
the fuck up, bitch. That's a Catholic priest. You're dumb. That's a Catholic priest.
Was a Belgian Catholic priest, theoretical physicist, and mathematician.
You lack IQ, man. That's all I gotta say. You lack IQ.
No, I have lots of those. So anyways, he was a theoretical physicist. And did you know that the Catholic Church... Did you know that the Catholic Church wanted to make his teachings?
Speaking the truth. Okay. Well,
did you know... You can come back whenever you want, but you like it's impossible to talk when you won't stop talking. Did you know... The dude didn't even have a username, so I don't know what to call him. Did you know... that the Catholic Church wanted to officially incorporate the Big Bang into its, I don't know, canon, something like that. And he specifically said to them, no, don't do that, because we might learn, because all scientific knowledge is provisional, we might learn in the future that the Big Bang isn't true, so don't do that. So he didn't do it to prove God at all. And it's not going to send its guest request back. I think it might have been actually banned for requesting by TikTok because I got a notification. So, oh well. Song of Swinging on a Vine. And what's right
crazy.
With being an alcoholic with depression that eventually kills themselves? What's right with that?
But do you feel bad for the monkeys who didn't evolve
no,
into
they don't,
humans?
No, they don't kill themselves. I feel bad for humans that do all that stuff because of the plagues of modernity. That was really stupid of us to do that to ourselves.
So do you want to be a monkey?
No, because I'm a pretty successful human.
Oh, interesting.
The number of monkeys I feel bad for is, for the most part, just the ones in the zoos. The number of people... How much of humanity do I feel sorry for? I don't know, at least half of it.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be fun if the monkeys evolved a little bit so where they could at least talk and tell us what they wanted? They didn't, you know, it didn't happen.
Remember when you were a kid?
Oh, I'm getting old now. Those memories are long gone.
Do you kind of remember the general idea and sentiment of being a younger person?
A younger person?
Yeah, like, for example, a kid.
Yeah, what memories are you trying to get me to induce? Cool.
Was it more joyful being a kid or an adult?
Well, I have more freedom now. I was playing a lot more hockey when I was younger.
Yeah, so think of like all the things little kids do. Like they got a lot of freedom and they just want to like go outside and play. They don't want to read Plato's Symposium or do whatever the hell it was you were talking about earlier. Or in other words, kids actually act like monkeys and people are happier when they're kids. So, yeah.
I was just kind of tying it to what you were doing because you're driving a car, playing a video game. You don't think a monkey wouldn't like to enjoy what you're doing right now?
Maybe you could probably train a monkey to play a video game, a really simple one, and maybe they haven't
evolved. They can play with Rubik's cubes and stuff like that, but
now let me know
for
when
a video
done.
Game console, I mean, it would be pretty awesome if they evolved to the point to where we could play with them.
Yeah, I don't think that's really true at all. You know what else humans really like? Humans like, smoking and drinking and doing all kinds of stuff that destroys their lives.
You don't think
people like doing those things? Ooh, not like that. They're not stupid enough to do that.
I don't know. You should watch some monkey documentaries. They do a lot of foolish shit.
You can give monkeys, this has been done before, you can give monkeys like tobacco and alcohol, and they'll actually use it, and they kind of have fun doing it, but if they get sick from it, they'll never touch the stuff again, which humans are like, for the most part, exactly the opposite of that. So we created things that destroy our lives, but then in huge masses, we all think that that's kind of like what you're supposed to do. We're not smart enough to stay off the sauce, and the monkeys are.
I don't know. People who don't stay off the sauce, they're labeled alcoholics, so you don't want to turn into that. But all I'm saying is that if these monkeys evolved just so they could talk, because some of them know sign language, but just so they could express to us what we needed, you know, but that evolution didn't happen, unfortunately.
Why is it unfortunate?
So they could speak to us and we could tell them, they could tell us what they wanted.
How did you somehow stumble upon the best things in the world are things that humans do? That's normally called a conflict of interest or bias. How'd you do it? Let me say the best thing in the world is having a prehensile tail, and humans don't have those. Geez, it's too bad that humans didn't evolve. The best thing in the world is having a prehensile tail.
I think you're jumping to assumptions. I was saying if monkeys could talk, I think
pleasure to meet yourself. Yes. Actually, it's probably not very pleasurable, but anyways.
If monkeys could talk, we could actually rehabilitate their enclosures better. We could listen to what their favorite snacks are.
Or we could not put them in cages.
But they're already in cages.
Right. And who did that? We did that. So apparently human evolution is bad once again.
Yeah, but you're playing a cool video game.
I could be, but I could be reading Plato's Symposium, right?
Yeah. I just think we could help out these monkeys more if they could talk.
Okay. Help them with what?
What do you mean?
What do they need help with?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Some of their land is literally getting logged by illegal African loggers. They could tell us that
maybe humans should just stop doing that. That has nothing to do with them.
Yes, but that's never going to happen. Humans aren't going to stop doing it. Maybe if an animal could talk and evolve, then they could say, hey, all these African poachers are slaying us, and then the whole world will listen.
Jeez, if only malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Do you think malaria-carrying mosquitoes go around saying, bzz, if only the humans could talk the mosquito language, bzz, then we could talk to them and tell them how to avoid getting malaria. Bzz. Does that make any sense? Are you flow-kenuinely dead-ass right now, chat? Like, are you, do you actually like not believe in evolution, or did you just come up here to be a weirdo?
Well, I don't see how you don't agree with me.
Okay. So,
and how is the Big Bang and evolution a fact?
Because they're known to be true.
Well, that's the same thing. I'm asking, like, what proved that? Like,
the evidence.
And what evidence is that?
Genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, common sense when it comes to evolution. For the Big Bang, we live in an expanding universe, the cosmic microwave background radiation. Those are the biggest ones.
Okay. So with these things, hold on, I'm so sorry. With these things, if they're proven, why do people still?
Buddy, I haven't heard anything you've said for the last 20 seconds after you turned on your car. The radio started blasting, and now I don't hear anything at all. So, bro is a prophet. He said this would happen. Oh, that's what I sound like? Oh, it's horrible. Chat, why didn't you tell me?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right, I'm sorry. I was just saying, wouldn't all that, why do people still believe in religion and stuff if all that is proven?
I don't know. People, it's a pretty well-observed phenomena that when you form beliefs not using evidence, evidence is extremely feckless at being able to erode those beliefs. So that would be one of, that would be one reason, maybe the reason. But, you know, for a lot of people, it doesn't matter if evolution is true, because that doesn't mean God doesn't exist, which is pretty much true. It might depend on the God, but it's pretty much true.
Well, I think if evolution is true, it would low-key disprove it, because if we came from, you know, molecules learning how to replicate themselves and stuff like that, then Adam and Eve wouldn't be real. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that would just disprove the Christian God. But, you know, a lot of Christians have figured out ways to harmonize those two ideas. But that's why I said it might disprove some sort of God, but not just the idea that that God exists.
Well, I'm also like agnostic or whatever, and grew up.
You're also driving, so goodbye. Get a free book, two free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.